الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the mercies and guidance Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed on us for making it easy and possible for all of all to observe Salat al-Subhi. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept you from all the Salat of Ibadah. Our brothers in Islam, today Bismillah Ta'ala is the number 20 days in the month of Ramadan. The month of barakah, the month of ghafara, the month of charity, the month of giving. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless all of us and accept our tahajjud as an art of ibadah. This morning after the Salat al-Subhi, we inshallah ta'ala, we're going to look briefly into worshipping Allah in the last night with certainty and knowledge. You know, today is 20th, isn't it? Worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the rest of this 10 days that is coming. And like I always tell you, that 10 nights or 10 days, they are the most very expensive part of what? Ramadan. Very expensive part of Ramadan. And if you are lucky, as the last 10 nights are now open to us, it is time to re-evaluate where we have come so far. From beginning of Ramadan to this day being 20th, where are you now? Very, very important to talk of the month has passed. If we take today fasting to the end, to talk has passed. And will not return back to any one of us again. Will he return again? Except another one if Allah preserves your life. And you and me never in any way know whether we will be alive to witness the next Ramadan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of you. We have enough time to make a final push in this Ramadan to maximize the benefit that we can attain and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the main goals of our fasting is the inclination of what? At-taqwa. That is the main goal of fasting Ramadan. Like you know, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ يَا عَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ عَامَلُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That the fasting has been prescribed for you and me and all the Muslim Ummah, the way Allah Ta'ala prescribed the fasting for the nation before you, so that you get closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And taqwa is defined as something is to fear Allah the most exalted one, walk upon his revelation, the book of Allah, the Quran, become content and always prepare for the departure of this life. This is taqwa. Taqwa is for you to be what? Very careful with regard to the verses of Allah, with regard to the do's and don'ts of Allah Azza wa Jal, for you to obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala set limit, not to go against them. It's for you to be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala completely, not you having any doubt thereof. So taqwa means to be constantly aware of Allah wherever you are. Whatever you do, when you are eating food, you are aware of Allah. You are doing business, you are aware of Allah. You are talking, you are aware of Allah. You interrupt businesses with people, you are aware of Allah. If Allah sees you, then you always have that belief that Allah Ta'ala is always there. So that is taqwa. You're always conscious of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you know what, and you worship Him with love, with habba, with hope. You worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with love, with hope, and with hope. You worship Allah with fear and hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is what is taqwa. Taqwa is also one of the main objectives of revelation of the glorious Quran. It's for the reason that Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran, for you to fear Allah and to obey Allah and to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So our fasting is not complete without reciting it. There is a triangle of vital truth with taqwa in this month. the revelation of the Quran in this month, fasting in this month. You know, all this is something that all of us we need to put in the back of our mind. The fasting in this month of Ramadan, Quran review in this month of Ramadan, all the things are being expiated in this month of Ramadan. So it is important that me and you should do the needful so that we will gain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main purpose of fasting is to give us what? At-taqwa, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything other than that? Anything other than that? This is the spiritual benefit you get. Despite the fact that there are health benefits of fasting. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. A constant awareness and fear of Allah and a protection against evil is something that becomes ingrained in our minds 24/7. We should be able to rejuvenate them and always think about it. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran, He said what? فَارِحُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. He said, hastening to the repentance of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hastening to the repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rush, don't hesitate to wait. Go and seek the forgiveness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And for paradise as wide as the heaven and the earth. Prepare for people of taqwa. Only people that have taqwa will enter where? Al-Jannah. If you don't have taqwa, you will not enter Al-Jannah. Do you agree? If you don't have taqwa, you will not enter Al-Jannah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. The paradise is specifically prepared for mustaqoon. And you never see somebody who is not al-mustaqoon will enter paradise. Except those that are mustaqoon. So to have taqwa does not mean idleness, but it means constant activities in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a training for this. It's to be constant in worship, to fast every day, to come to the masjid every night, to restrain yourself from the mindful of what you say, what you watch, and what you do. To be mindful of what you say, what you do, and what you watch. Very, very important. If one cannot draw spiritual benefit during this month of Ramadan, then in what other month can he be, can he find benefit? If one shrinks from doing good deeds now, then when will he do them? If he cannot do it now, when will you do it? Compare it to the rest of the year. Our worship increases on a daily basis. It's training us to establish a regimen of worshiping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and focusing both mentally and physically to sustain us throughout the rest of the year. Ramadan is a training ground for all of us, reviving you, reviving me, perfecting my way and perfecting your way for you as well. So it is like what we often see in the profession of one continuing education that we do every year or 2 years. If you do not increase in knowledge or practices, you could close your leisures and your certifications, like those that have some professional work. You see them every year, they go for courses to renew their certificate for them to be better again and again and again. We should build up a routine and add something to our ibadah as well. Even those that engage in some extraordinary things, how much should you be in the case that you utilize the holy month of Ramadan to add to the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Ramadan has given us a way of showing us what we are capable of doing when we push ourselves. And this is what we have experienced up to this point. Then the last 10 nights we receive yet another push. The last 10 nights, yet receive another push. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adaraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khairun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu al-mala'ikatu wa ruhu fiha bi'izn rabbihi min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta matlahi al-fajr. So the last 10 nights have gotten another boost, differentiating the third night from this last 10 nights. Allah Ta'ala said, indeed, We send the Quran down during the night of victory, the night of power, the night of majesty. And what can make you know what is that night of victory? The night of victory is better than a thousand men. And angels and the spirit descend there in the permission of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for every matter, for every affairs of mankind. Peace is until the emergence of the dawn. The peace will always be there. Until when? Until al-fajr comes up. The fajr comes up, you see peace, salamun, salamun. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. The theme of this surah is devotion of war and worshiping. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, there is Laylatul Qadr. Whoever pray at night, believing in me and hoping for its reward from Allah, Allah forgives all his previous sins. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr. May Allah count us among those that will not miss Laylatul Qadr. Whoever missed this night, deprive himself of its good, and then he has only himself to be blamed. Whoever missed the night, he only has himself to be blamed. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the opportunity to witness Laylatul Qadr in some faith and iman. It's one of the last 10 nights, and in some narration of the last 10 old nights, of its sign is that it is not too hot, not too cold, and the rays of the sun are not intense. In order for you to also know the night, the sign that it shows, the day of each, the way it will look like is that there's not going to be too much hot on that day. There will not be too much cold, and the rays, the light from the sun are not in what? 2 inches. It will be as if the sun is not coming out, it will go and come out and it will be cool. This is a sign for you to be able to what? To know. And all these things can only be known especially to those of our brothers that are living in the north of this country. Those of us that are here, that even the weather of us here is almost not too cold, not too hot, is always in between, isn't it? So we might find it very difficult for us to identify. And even in some signs that the day before the night of Laylatul Qadr, you see that it wants to rain and rain did not fall, or the rain will fall a little bit and it will stop. These are signs that you can use in identifying the night of Qadr. That this sign shows that the encouragement is to be devoted in worshiping Allah for all the night and not just one. This is why this sign shows Laylatul Qadr are towards the end of the night and not before it. Allah did not specifically order all among the 10 nights that people may exert utmost and pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Rather, you use the whole 10 nights of Ramadan to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and doing righteous deeds as well. By observing dua and performing optional night prayers, reciting the Quran and doing righteous deeds is important. In the last 10 nights, the best and most blessed night of the year, we push ourselves even more than we did for the first 20 days in Ramadan. It's like Allah is showing us what our real potential to worship Him is. He's showing us, He's telling me and you to be steadfast in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is the purpose of our creation, isn't it? What is the purpose of Allah creating you and me? Can somebody tell me? To worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala created mankind and jinkind for worshipping Allah. So you on earth, you don't have anything to do other than to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us and make it easy for me and you. Part of this worship is to have a knowledge of how properly to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For example, a person who has knowledge of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr will be the one who knows that it is hidden. And why? He will know when to seek it. Whereas someone without knowledge will simply come to the masjid on 27 night only. Those who don't know, on 27 night only. So it is important that we should try and do what is expected of us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everyone among the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only the one with knowledge who can maximize his effort in worshiping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Getting the reward. He knows the 27 night is not lottery jackpot that you just begin to get it as you want. You understand me? But culmination and bonus on top of the one who has present doing a lot of good deeds in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So by so doing, you are doing what is expected of you and you are remembering Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody. The Prophet ﷺ say in Hadith al-Qudusi that my servant does not draw close to me with anything as he does by carrying out what I have made it obligatory upon him. My servant continue draw closer to me by performing optional deeds such that I love him. When I love him, I am his hearing with which he hears. I am his sight with which he sees. I am his hand with which he strikes, and his leg with which he walks. Where he to ask of me, I will surely give him. And where he asks me of refuge, I will surely grant it for him. This is a servant that do extraordinary activity aside that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says he do. So a person cannot expect to not to come constantly observe five daily prayers and receive 83 years worth of reward from one particular night only. Similarly, a person cannot keep fasting in Ramadan and then fast 6 days of Shawwal thinking that he has fasted the whole of Ramadan. I don't know whether the whole of the year. You know the Prophet ﷺ says, when you fast Ramadan and you follow it up with 6 days fasting, it's like you have spent the whole of the year fasting. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make this for you. You did not fast Ramadan and you just fasted to Shawwal and say, so Allah will give me the reward. Is it possible? It's not possible, isn't it? May Allah ta'ala make it easy for you. So if it's not possible that you don't constantly pray five daily prayers and then to receive the night of what power, just like that. Is it possible? It is not possible. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah ta'ala says, it's one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself and standing in prayer during the hours of the night and fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like the one who disbelieves, are they equal? The one who prays to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, stand up in the night, pray and hoping of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, granting him or fearing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and hoping for Allah's mercy. And the one who disbelieves, are they equal? They are not equal. Those who know equal to those who do not know. Those who know, are they equal to those who does not know? They are not equal. It's only men of understanding who will remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praise and virtue. So here, brothers and sisters, give two examples. One of the worshippers with one who does not worship Allah, and the couples of it with one who knows and the one who does not. And indeed, both of these go hand in hand. It is only when one combines the two that he can reach the highest stage of the ibadah. And I believe all of us want to reach it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us so that we can attain success in this life and hereafter. Knowledge cannot be attained without devotion. Devotion is not complete without knowledge. We mentioned in the beginning that our worship in Ramadan inculcates taqwa of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One of the descriptions of Allah gives also the muttaqoon is that verily those who are al-muttaqoon, when an evil thought comes to them from shaitan, they remember Allah and they see that Allah Ta'ala sees them. Alright, One example of this could be an example of the trial of the Dajjal. As only the knowledgeable and pious will be able to see through his plot, and why the ignorant will be misled by the Dajjal. And it is long that this line, the Prophet ﷺ said that when Allah deserves good for someone, He gives them understanding of the religion of Allah, Islam, Bukhari and Muslim. So if Allah wants good for you, what did He do? He makes you to understand the religion. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. The essence of this, the need for knowledge, brothers of Islam. The need for you and me, the old, the young, to seek for knowledge about Islam. Every Ramadan we make plans to improve ourselves as Muslims. But those plans never come to fruition afterward because of our old, our source of iman that we have now is severely lacking outside of Ramadan. A Ramadan, you see yourself mutuming kiriki. A Ramadan, you become pious. A Ramadan, you become somebody who stands and begin to walk. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. In Ramadan, after Ramadan, your iman just working. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. We need to determine to revise ourselves. We need to determine to change ourselves. We need to determine and better ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Part of the reason is because shaitan are locked up in this month of Ramadan. So to repel the shaitan, we need knowledge. Look at Ramadan specifically as a period of worship. It is a time when family come together. They make dua together, they break their fast together, they eat sahur together, they pray together more, they read Quran, they are all acts of bringing the family closer to each other and phone in closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This act cannot be fulfilled until a person tastes the sweetness of iman. And that will not come until they become grounded in knowledge. This is how our belief increases. And one who comes closer to Allah because of one person with knowledge, he worship with khushu' and yaqeen, certainty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We need activities to keep our iman rising. Most specifically seeking knowledge, especially in the community we're living in, River State here. We're living in River State where Muslims are less dominant, isn't it? The Muslim community are less dominant, they are not too big, they are not too many. So you see many people that lack the knowledge of Islam. We came for work, I come for business, I come for transactions, I come to get something to do in my life. So it is important that we change and begin to learn Islam so that we face attack from different directions so we can be able to defend ourselves. It is a phenomenon that we have the desire to learn our deen. And we must try everything we need to do and to learn them so that we can be better ourselves and better the life we're living here. We pray Allah Ta'ala to make it easy for you and me. So brothers and sisters, this is high time for you to establish a place where you go and seek knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody. May Allah strengthen the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah guide all of us. May Allah preserve our life. May Allah strengthen the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we need to make sure that the disease in our heart, when we say faith in the heart or iman in the inside, we must also outwardly translate them into action. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody. May Allah Ta'ala grant you opportunity to better our life. And in the last sentence of Ramadan, we are supposed to be seeking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgiveness by saying, Allahumma innaka afuhum tu'ibu fa'afu fa'afu anna. This is very important. Allahumma afuhum tu'ibu fa'afu fa'afu anna. Say them often and often. Oh Allah, verily you are the all-pardoning. You love pardon, so pardon me. Say it often and often. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant you that which you want bi'izhanillahi ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody. May Allah strengthen the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah guide us. May Allah strengthen the believers. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen the Iman. May Allah Ta'ala grant our brothers and sisters who are suffering all over the world. May Allah Ta'ala make them victorious. Those in hospital, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala heal them. Those in their housing and find it very difficult for them to eat, may Allah Ta'ala easy for them. Our brothers in Zamfara, Allah Ta'ala knows they are in difficulty. May Allah Ta'ala bring aid for them. Those in Kasna and Sokoto and Kaddi, those artists are hotspot. May Allah Ta'ala protect them and disgrace the enemies of them. May Allah Ta'ala provide with that which is better for us in this world and hereafter. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala strengthen our iman. Rabbana atina fi dunya حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذا هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفو والغنى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع الدعاء وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.